Well, let me hear you say mountain, mountain, mountain.
Funny way you're saying it.
Yes, I is that jai, yeah.
No, serious thing. We are here again, Ballhead and the Dread podcast. We give thanks for everyone tuning in. Fire, what reason about today?
Well, today, the reason is a powerful reason, you know. Basically, I send a message to all of the brothers them out the way. Where really, I hold on tight. And I want to make them know this. You have to be careful of the woman where you choose in your life same way. Because it's a thing where it can make you and it can break you. And because we have a lot of audience who know our, have a Christian Christian mindset, I know we probably can relate to the Bible in a sense. I know this was even mentioned in the Bible to Sylvia, so probably they can even read that.
And serious thing, and we're going to pull it up here. And we are reading from the NIV. Was that New International Version?
Yeah.
All right, cool. It's Proverbs. It's not the way we read it from the Bible, but we using this as an example, right? All right, so it's funny. It's Proverbs 21:19, right? And it says, better to live in a desert than with a quarrelsome and nagging wife. And Farai, I just want to tell you, right? I was thinking, when we're discussing the topic, is just that, like, the person who wrote it, now for all my Bible scholars out there, Farai, we're not trying to get into who wrote it and go way down the rabbit hole. Farai. No. We're just using this for context, right? But whoever wrote it, right, had to either experience or witness something so dreadful to write it down to warn future men about this experience. Now, think about it. Think about how sent out this man had to be to go write it down, Fire.
A real dog.
You get what I'm saying? Because most men, now, you know how the thing go. Most things are internal, right? Maybe you'll tell somebody, this man wrote it down. So what could if he observed that pushed him to that?
Yeah, that I get trapped in a corner because enough time a man realize you might have a particular mindset, you know, and your mindset, I look towards being just joyful and being free. And in order for really carry out that task efficiently, your brain need to be clear. But then if you have a woman who now can make your brain clear or actually corrode your brain or corrupt your brain to a certain extent, it's going to show you off and then that's going to make your life become miserable too.
Yeah, I observe personally, right? I can speak from personal experience. Obviously, I can't tell the names. But I've a witness personally numerous men who has their potential has been stunted due to the woman that they were with. The greatness that they had inside of them, the talent, the skill set, mm-hmm. the brilliance was stunted due to the women that they had. And we do encourage the young brothers to, you have to have a vetting process when you're going to choose your life mate, right? Obviously, we focus on aesthetics too much. Everything is aesthetics and money right now, by occupation and looks and all these things. But I think the first thing we need to get into is the family history and what's going on that side of town. Her relationship with her family, the family's relationship with each other, you know, the history of these abuses, history of the mix-up. We need to clear the air on that, history of mental illness, because all these things are going to, all these things have impacted her and in return will impact you and your family that you have with her. how they respond to vexation. How are they with obstacles or difficulties in life? What is their resilience like? What's their work ethic like? You know, are they open to constructive criticism? Do they provide constructive criticism? That's a key component too, that you need your mate to provide you with constructive criticism, because you don't want someone that's just sitting there agreeing with everything you're saying. And at the same token, you don't want someone that's just disagreeing with everything, you know what I'm saying?
Disagreeing. Balance.
You need a balance, you know? Because I know a lot of, how will we say this? A lot of cultures within relationships is, they say it's healthy because no one says anything to each other. There's like no one acknowledges anyone. And I think that's just as detrimental, or even more detrimental than when you have it on the flip side where it's very abusive and toxic.
That's it. And you know, something very crucial where I feel like, no, for the brother, I'm off a prejudice because look, Every attribute or characteristic that you mention, yeah, that's good for knowing, you know, But the person that the person that's in front of you, how have all of these things shaped and created who they are currently right in front of you? Not just the person that they present themselves to be.
Facts.
It who they really are. Like, cause if you as a man now, and you sometimes you can reason with a woman and reach a different stage with a woman and you still don't really know who she is, you know, because she tell her certain things because she might say you even progressive and she want to ensure that she have that stability. But then once you give her that reassurance now that this is okay, this thing is good, we're on this particular level, we're looking to climb, then that true person start to come out now. And what if that true person come out and you know as that individual not satisfied, or this turn out to be something that drain your energy? Because that's the key thing enough people are run from and don't understand. When as a bridging, if you have a sister and your sister drain your energy, you know, that's when your whole life gone outside of you. You know, our energy are bright and she have a spark, a radiance and resilience. You know, so, all right. You see, if me come in and my meditation feel down, she can give me the energy and the boost to lift me up just based off of the person who she is. Like vice versa, I can do the same. But it is the energy itself, because we can always talk about vision and we can talk about the way how the family energy, the family history stay and all of these things. But if her energy is not up and something that's helping you to move forward, you know, just believe, you know, your whole life are in a shambles, because energy is everything.
Yeah, and it's I don't know, man. I think that obviously the kids, the situation, like if you have kids with someone early, obviously that plays a big role why many men stay, truthfully speaking, right? But if you don't have kids, right? If you don't have kids and you observe certain behaviors, and it's not saying just to jump ship. Obviously, you give room for time to see if the person's has the capability of growing or changing, or even the willingness to change.
Mm-hmm.
But if they don't, which many people don't have, because this change thing, I think, is unfair for a lot of people, because you're asking someone to change like the essence and being of themselves. And most people don't have the capability to do it. It's a conversation we don't want to have, because like, oh, you can change, but like, no, they can't. Most people don't have the skills or the work ethic or the courage or the faith to change. It's just not in that person. But I think the way it's presented to sell books and sell programs, whatever, like everyone can change. And obviously, if you observe the world and people's behavior, you can see people really don't change. Majority of people. And I think you have to really provide the chance and see if the person's, as I said before, willing to work on certain things. And if they're not, and you like, you know, you may want to jump ship. Because you're going to be 30, 40 years in the game. Fight ain't nothing worse than an old bit of man. You know?
Ooh.
You get what I'm saying? That man that just had that just disgust that he really flopped out his life because he didn't make different decisions.
You know, see, you said that a while ago. And it really, really funny. But before me even address that particular comment, I have something to say about the bitter man part, right? And some factors that really contribute to this thing. But then I mentioned change, and I really feel like there's one particular thing we want to dive in regards to this change, substantial change. Because it's not just change, it's substantial change. Because there's many times, you know, if you as a man can try to bring a woman and say, all right, yeah, uplift our meditation to a certain level because you want things to work. But guess what now? That change where you see now after 4-3 years, you see this particular change is making change, but this change is still not at the level where you at. So because of that, now it affect you. If you have pull so much weight, regardless of the change, you might be a pull 100 pounds first. I just mean, now you're pulling 90 pounds, but 90 pounds is still a lot. So not because of that change now, it take off 10 pounds, but there's still so much burden there that this thing is still going to set you back. So it's not like, so it has to be substantial change and not just change, because there's one part where you have to be selfless and think about the general situation of not just looking at you, but looking at the relationship from a holistic perspective. But there's this next part where you have to be selfish to an extent and say, okay, if this change is being applied, yes, but it's not being applied substantially, this thing is still putting a hamper on my life, and that in itself no, is something where you still have to look into as a man.
And what was your argument with the bitter man? Because I just want to add something mm-hmm. with this conversation. One, this applies to both sides, so people get all, we're just dealing with men. This applies to both sides also. But in regards to the change too, man, I think we have to put things in context and have a checklist in the sense that obviously the person that you with, hopefully they're not 100% bad. So you have to see what attributes they do have that helps.
Yeah, pros and cons.
Pros and cons. You get what I'm saying? And if there are certain things though that's just like, oh, this is too wild, this can't work. You know, those are the things where it's like kind of the deal breakers. But there, if there's a lot of other attributes there that are great and beneficial, you yourself now have to see what can you work with and how do those things impact the mission.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, if you're even on the same mission, you get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But once you clarify that, you have to mm-hmm. see, like, you know, how do these behaviors impact what's going on? How do they impact me? I think the main thing, though, people need to understand, and I hope we related this, is that you can't, and the scripture that we referenced, you can't be in a house with a woman fire that's quarrelsome and nagging and negative. You get what I'm saying? And they can't have a conversation without this excitement.
Mm-hmm. You know? Panic, like a panic.
Yeah, everything doesn't have to be this big excitement and this big, you know, vibe. You know, there has to be a level of, both on the male and female side, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Has to be a level of level-headedness and respect. That's the thing I can say with my marriage, is like, we respect each other. Mm-hmm. Certain things, it's just the respect doesn't allow certain things to come out because it's that respect there. People don't cross that line. But I see in a lot of relationships, like based on the interaction, there's no respect there. Right?
Mm-hmm.
You get what I'm saying? And it's like, how can that work? Because like the base, they don't respect each other.
Yeah.
And they're there for whatever reason. And they're just draining out each other energy and draining out each other time. Because like, contrary to popular demand, a lot of men don't want to leave. Yeah?
All right.
They keep it a buck. They always talk about men leaving, but a lot of men don't want to leave because they don't want to, like, if you just break it down, you've been with somebody for a while, and you know what I'm saying? Yeah, I got y'all little vibes, but you know each other, you know, you feel, you know, comfortable. Obviously, you have the feelings and you have the children. But it's like, I think that shows how bad a relationship is when a man leaves.
Because mm-hmm.
last time I checked, I think like 70-80% of divorces are initiated by women.
Mm-hmm.
So those 20% of men that leave, like, they probably just like, yo, they got to be out of hand. Because the average man will hold it, yeah?
Yes,
he'll just hold it and make it work. You get what I'm saying? And it got to be really bad for a man to leave. Yeah. So if a man does leave you, you got to look into yourself.
You know, so that's the same reason come around again with the whole bitter man situation. Right. Because the reason really connect, because when you go up on the ends and you see certain elders, like you see certain elders and certain different men on the ends, like, wait, what are you doing on a corner every day? Or every time I come on a corner, I can see you as a man who supposedly have a family. Most of these men, when you really start the conversation, most of them are always on the corner because they want to get away from the situation at home.
Facts.
And that I think is the starting of a bitter man. And a bitter man is somebody who, from my perspective at least, is somebody who actually, like, you can't see all of the love sucked out and drained out of that individual, and they always
never want to be home.
Never really want to be home. A man who is always complaining about something, a man who is always end up start overthinking a whole lot of different things, no man. And that's how you become bitter. So I really feel like it connected, because enough time that is the first place, you know, when a man then also him realize, you know, the situation get too tense all the time and the vibes just draining. So watch, you know, the streets might have more for offer me. And then when the streets have more for offer, you know, you start come back. You know, think about it, you know, if you're a king, you know, when you come home, you have a castle, you know, and you're supposed to feel comfortable in your castle. But if you are a king and you don't feel comfortable in your castle, then what you feel like a god?
Hey, you know, you said something so important, right? And there are a lot of bitter men in a lot of arenas, but the area where I experience in retrospect, the most bitter men is in sports.
Mm-hmm.
Coaches, some coaches never want to leave fire. And I ain't talking about no mix up. I know you got the other half that's mixed up with the kids. I ain't talking about that, right? I'm talking about like coaches that like just always want to be outside of the house. Then when, as you learn, terrible marriages.
Mm-hmm.
And the sports is their outlet. That's their getaway or their excuse to get away from that.
Mm-hmm.
And they probably should have jumped ship from early on in life and just went about their day.
Yeah.
You know? And another thing I want to tell the young brothers out there too is that don't hang around people with terrible marriages.
They rub off on you.
They rub off on you. You know, you need to be around brothers that are, you know, there's truthful, that you have your ups and downs about marriage, but it's not like this end of the world scenario.
Yeah.
And if you're around that, it will toxify you. And you're, because if you're around someone like that, right, and you're having an issue in your relationship and you talk to them, you're only going to get one perspective, negative, and leave.
Yeah. And it start boost you up. It's almost like it boosts you up and carry you, carrying the direction, and that's not the way for you're supposed
to.
No,
that may not be the best thing for you. Your situation is not necessarily a leave situation. Your situation is a work through situation.
Mm-hmm.
So you need to be around that type of energy of people who, you know, I've said that, work through things and trying to make their marriage work, you know? So,
excuse me.
You gotta be very careful out here, man, with this marriage thing, you know? And also for the brothers too, man, it's just like, I don't know, man. It's just like, you have some men that, you know, I said earlier in regards to like, you know, men don't want to leave, but sometimes it gets so bad because like, after a while it becomes very disrespectful with the women.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I see someone really disrespecting men out here, yeah.
Yes, man.
Terrible, you know?
Yes, man.
Very disrespectful, you know?
So the vibes change, you know? All right, so you see, my advice to you for most youth now, right? Here is it. When you're in a situation and you feel like the situation has become toxic and the energy becomes draining, try change your approach. And see if you change your approach and you realize that from a next angle, you still get caught and it still carry on that same type of negative feeling in regards to the same relationship. I feel like that is when you have to start contemplate about other options. And when you say change your approach, you mean say, like, sometimes you might have that full testosterone and you might be rough. And because sometimes when you bring across a message to a woman, even if the message is accurate, but she probably think you bring it off too coarse, so it don't resonate so much with her, and she start get that feeling, and that is what start bring the draining energy to. But what if you go and change it now and you bring it across from a softer approach the same way, and try to get the message across? When you get that message across now, that is when you can truly know that, okay, I am the messenger, I delivered the message, and this is the direction where we can start going on now. And if that direction is still being, there's so many different alterations to that direction, that is when you have to really start think about it on a deeper level.
Yeah. I think too, man, a lot of men suffer with confidence issues. You know, they don't feel they can do better. That's a big situation that plays with it. But I think more than anything, it's just like once they start a family, you know, like dudes don't want to really leave their family, contrary to what everybody want to say.
Fox.
And a lot of dudes that's not with their family, probably not because of them too, regardless of what they would say and others would say in public.
You know, so the reason I go come under a look of fire, but I feel like it's something where the people them need, especially when it comes to the men them. Because remember, this conversation is geared towards the brothers, just so them can have a sense of direction, because I know a lot of them seeking for it. So I don't want anybody to get it twisted and feel like it's a plot against women or
not
anything.
At all,
it's definitely,
because we have the same conversation in regards to women towards men. It's a universal experience. We're just talking about the men's side.
And then pan our next levels now is where they mention something important that I don't want to overlook, because you see, can't better. This is something we need to emphasize, man, with the confidence thing and the self-esteem, because the self-esteem of most men, and I think it's a mindset thing.
Yeah.
You see this whole pretty thing, I want to have this girl who is physically attractive and all of this, and I got that girl who is physically attractive, but then if it don't work out, will I get another girl who is physically attractive as her? So you see, you're so caught up in the physical that now the mental can't work the right way. And if you're caught up in the physical and the mental not working, then what direction will your life go into?
And you brought up a next good point, Farai. A lot of men need to develop their mental so they can actually be with a girl that does have a mental. Because a lot of them got to settle for the physical because they have nothing to offer mentally, spiritually, or guidance and all that vibe. So that's another aspect we have to put on there, where the men themselves have to build up yourself and build up your psyche, build up your spirit, and build up all aspects of your life so you can offer that and hopefully attract something in that realm, compatible, they would say, or even better. That's another thing we should have said that earlier. the men need to build up themselves, because it's just like, you know, energy, the magnetism of it, and maybe you are attracting what you are.
Lots of attraction.
And maybe you get what I'm saying? And like, this is just where you are, and this is the psyche that you have. So you attract somebody else with the same type of psyche. So you yourself now will have to kind of get in the lab and get some work done to attract and be in a place to sustain something on that level.
Even a 10 push-up, bro.
You know what I'm saying? No, seriously, because it's like a lot of deception on both sides. Like, men want to attract this thing that they're not, and women want to attract this thing that they're not. And
delusional.
Like,
yeah,
delusional. That's the term, yeah. You know? And I think you have to put yourself in the place to attract that type of thing. And unfortunately, many people aren't in that place, and they have this vibe of delusion, as you said, but there is a lot of work to do. And that's the thing, a person may have to look within themselves and say, you know, man, like, have that truthful conversation. Say, you know, I need to get better, man.
Yo, this reason is a needed reason in a fire, because a bridge in the overstand. You have to ooze confidence in it. You have to say confident for maintain a direction, whether it be in your household, yeah, or anything you deal with. But for the sake of this, we're talking about relationship. If you don't ooze confidence, then ooze self-esteem, then that's when everything starts crumbling in your life and your relationship. Enough people not even overstand that.
And the confidence thing, they have this confidence and arrogance. Confusion. And the confidence really comes when your track record is there. You get what I'm saying? Like, you know, you put in that work. Fire. Listen, if you want to solidify your personal confidence, you need to put in work. Mm-hmm. And if you're not putting in no work, then your confidence is going to be shaky. You yourself, you can lie to people, but you yourself know your track record. And you have no track record. You need to consistently build up yourself in different aspects of your life.
That's a fact.
You know, and I think that's where a lot of the brothers are faulting. But I want to get back to the word. I want to get back to the scripture. Right? I want to get back to the scripture. And
preach, brother. Preach.
On a serious note, right? Listen, whoever I said, this man observed this thing, he wrote down this thing, and he wasn't lying. And you yourself, man, if you're in a house with a quarrelsome woman and you're not the cause of it, you should have put that earlier, too. Because I'll tell you the cause of the quarrelsomeness, right?
True.
If you're in a house with a quarrelsome woman, a nagging wife, you may want to go to the drawing board now. Mm-hmm. I'm not telling you to jump ship, but you may want to analyze and see what's going on and have a serious conversation and see if this lady, your lady, can change or kind of tone down those behaviors. Because if you don't, you're going to flop out your life. Hey, I knew a Brazier personally, right? If you listen, you're going to know who I'm talking about. Brilliant Brazier, right?
Yeah.
The man was under so much stress, his meditation fire, like, he couldn't focus on anything, yeah? When he left his house, he was just so broken psychologically from the stress of his house, from the woman that he was with. He couldn't perform the tasks that he needed in his daily life to help his family out and improve his situation from the constant stress.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of men are in that situation. By the time they leave the house, they just totally stressed out fire.
Yeah. And a lot of men in the opposite situation, by the time they leave them house, them stress-free. So it's still an you see the problem again. Because a man said the stress they did, so.
Yeah, and totally different when they leave the house.
And when they leave the house, they feel more free.
Vibe, yeah.
And I feel true, like, this, you see this concept of this happy wife, happy life thing. Yeah. I feel like a lot of men carry through that concept and neglect themselves. So not, that your wife not supposed to be happy. You know?
At what cost?
But at what cost? Like, how that affect your psychology? And I feel like enough people just don't understand this one fact. not everybody is meant to be together. Not facts. Because you even have a journey or you have a story thus far, I mean, that you're meant to be together. That's just not the case. Sometimes you and a female might be on a different wavelength, and you, even though time pass, you might try different things and it just don't work out, work the right way. And it's not everything in life work that way or is meant for you.
Yeah.
So you have to understand that, but I think it's really a societal thing we come back to play.
No, the pressure for people, help. the pressure, the observation being how people observe you, the families, then the family. Yeah. There's just so many factors that lead into people staying in a miserable situation.
Yeah.
Both men and women, you know.
Reality.
And if they're truthful with themselves, they would just jump ship.
You know, Abridging tell me already. A virgin really confessed to me and tell me already, said, man, said the only reason why him living at house with him wife and they start because of the youth. The man said if it wasn't for the youth, then
gone long time.
And people, him say to one and two people, and people said to him, say, him can't think like that. And him say, but that is the way him feel.